My name's Rowan Cannon. I am the director of Wild Rumpus. We're a non-profit arts organisation who are working with Hampton Court Palace to put on the Palace of Light.
Last year was beautiful, but I get the impression that this year is much bigger.
This year is bigger, the trailer's longer, it's much more spectacular. We've really gone to town. It's really like colourful, and we've got some incredible like new technology projection stuff going on, as well as some like wonderful surprises.
And so for people who did come last year and it was beautiful, what's different? Can you, without giving anything too much away?
So the whole theme is different. So last year's event was based around the astronomical clock, so lots of stars and moons and planets. This year it's all about the palace beasts. So it's all about the different beasts that appear in different forms in statues and in artwork around the palace, and they are coming to life and showing off. It is their time to shine. Dragons and lions, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're a regular to Hampton Court Palace, you'll be familiar with the magical garden and everything.
Absolutely,
like that.
And all through the palace, you know, as you first walk through the gates, there's the stone statues of the beasts you first walk in, and then sea serpent paintings in the bedrooms. So it's absolutely embedded in the palace, the beasts. So we're just bringing them to life and making them writ large and glitter brightly.
And has it been fun?
It's been just so much fun to work on. Yeah, we've just really like gone to town on just creating, as well as wonderful things for people to look at. You'll see as you go around, you can actually go through a dragon's mouth into the belly of the beast, and there's lots of chance to get involved. You can kind of become part of a griffin and lots of, yeah, really interactive moments.
How long does it take to put something like this together from the planning to, I'm guessing the building must take quite a while.
Yeah, for sure. And we work, Wild Rumpus have an in-house team of makers, but we also work with a load of really great independent artists, and we've been planning the event since the spring and been making since kind of early summer.
What's your favourite part?
I don't want to like spoil it for you, but I think the unicorns in Clock Court are really spectacular. It's a bit of a kind of glittering, snowy disco moment with incredible shining unicorns. It made my, it gave me goosebumps.
And it's a different way of seeing the palace, isn't it? Because a lot of people maybe come here for the history, but this is the way of seeing the palace differently.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's when the palace first spoke to us. That's one of their main motivations for kind of bringing it to life at night, is to let their regular audience and new audiences see the palace in a completely different light. And I think it's really, especially when you get into the courtyards, they're spaces that lots of people are really familiar with, just seeing them lit completely differently, populated by ridiculous beasts. We've got a really lovely installation in Fountain Court where there's a kind of a moving carousel of light which is just showing the courtyard in such a different way. It's really beautiful.
And how does Hampton Court differ to other light trails that you do?
I think it's just so specific to this site. Yeah, we work really hard with every project we work on to really kind of get to the stories at the heart of it, but I think there's lots of different light trails, and I think this one's really special because it couldn't be anywhere else. It's absolutely embedded in the stories of the palace.